My name is Sarah. I'm an 18-year-old girl, and this happened to me last summer in the middle of August. I was walking home after going over to my friend's house to, you know, hang out and do typical things that a normal girl would do for a few hours. Like, for instance, gossiping about a handsome guy, eating out, watching movies, you know, you get the idea. I knew I could have just drove, but it was only a 50-minute walk, so I decided to do the latter so that I could enjoy the fresh summer air. Anyways, it was around 9:30 p.m. and by this time everyone in the neighborhood had settled in their homes for the night, leaving the street devoid of any activity. On my way home, I had that cliche feeling that I was being watched. I constantly looked around me to see if I was being followed, but luckily, no sign of life, or so I thought. I was just 3 minutes walking distance from my house when I reached an intersection. Just as I was about to cross it, a fully grown man who clearly looked to be somewhere in his 40s, came out from behind a light pole and scared the living daylights out of me. I immediately noticed that half of his face was obscured since he had a hood over him, blocking his eyes, but it looked like he could still see. He was wearing a hoodie and baggy pants, even though it was something like 80 degrees Fahrenheit outside. "Hi there, young lady," said the man. "That's a really nice outfit you got there," in his raspy voice. His breath reeked of cigarettes. To be honest, what I was wearing wasn't really that fancy at all. Just to give you a description, I was wearing a sleeveless plain white tank top, dark blue jeans, you know, the ones that extend to the ankles, and red Adidas shoes. I always had a thing for tank tops. Oh well, you know, we all have a different taste in clothes, right? He then went on saying how attractive I was, further making me uncomfortable. Now I have to say, I am a pretty hot girl. I had shoulder-length brunette hair and I was a slim person, attracting many men, you know, usually around my age, but this guy was clearly about 30 years older than me. I tried to talk myself out of the conversation with the sketchy guy and go home and forget about this whole thing, but he prevented that from happening. He offered to escort me home, but I declined. I was too smart to fall for something like that. But he wasn't about to give up. He next asked me if I had a boyfriend, and I lied to him. Yes, even though I clearly wasn't wearing any jewelry indicating that I had a relationship with someone. No ring, no bracelet, no necklace, no watch. You know, nothing. I could tell he was starting to lose his cool just by his voice. Most likely as a desperate, last-ditch effort to probably win me over, he cut right to the chase, and he straight up asked me if I wanted to go out on a date with him, and he flashed a really hideous grin. I still cringe to this day and feel like, you know, hitting something in anger just thinking about it. I had just about had enough with this guy. I clenched my fists and I told him right up in his face that I'm not interested in. I turned around to leave, but he grabbed me by the shoulders and tried dragging me away to only God knows where. During the struggle, I saw a white van with the windows tinted and the license plate suspiciously covered in duct tape. I could only assume that was where he was trying to take me. I thought those were the final moments of my life right then and there. I tried so hard not to cry as I was practically on the verge of tears, but that's when I remembered. I took karate classes a few years back, and I still remember a few of the moves I learned. So for the first time, I used this as an advantage, and I kicked him as hard as I could on his shin. And believe it or not, it worked! He yelled in pain, cursing, and stumbled backwards to the ground while clutching his shin, and thankfully let go of me. Before I could get out of there, he tried getting me one last time by grabbing on one of my tank top straps, but I easily took his hand off of it since he was heavily weakened by my kick. I booked it out of there. I took a slight detour route to my house to fool the man if he followed me, and I never dared to look behind me the whole way. When I got home, I didn't call the cops for some reason, nor did I tell anyone else about it. Not even my own family. Probably because I was still traumatized at what just happened to me. It all happened so quickly. I was also shocked that something like this would happen in my area. The city I lived in wasn't well known for sick crimes, and everyone in my neighborhood were all extremely friendly. Nowadays, I regret not telling anyone about the incident because now there's still a crazy psycho out there looking for his next victim, or even worse, he's trying to look for me again. From then on, whenever I walked somewhere, I always made sure I had someone with me. Never did I walk alone again. Especially not at night.